You're listening to SBS News.
The costs of the COVID-19 pandemic have been and continue to be far-reaching. There are the quantifiable losses. Over 13,000 people have died in Australia. And a new report by the CSIRO shows there was a cumulative difference of $144 billion between the pre-COVID gross domestic product and actual GDP from December 2019 through to March 2022.
We know that these large-scale viral outbreaks are costly. We're still living through one. The economics are probably the easiest one to show on a slide.
That's the CSIRO's Health and Biosecurity Leads Associate Director Greg Williams presenting the findings of a new report on strengthening Australia's pandemic preparedness. Then there are the other costs of the pandemic which are less quantifiable: long COVID, mental health, social cohesion, childhood development and equity. While a sense of pandemic fatigue is starting to settle in, Mr. Williams says Australia can't afford to let up in its pandemic preparedness.
So very costly, getting worse, getting more frequent. That's unfortunately the story that we're starting the narrative here with, but it'll get more positive, and that's where Swiss cheese comes into it, which I'm sure you've heard a lot of in the last couple of years. The concept here being no single layer to pandemics is perfect on its own, but if you get enough of them and they're robust together, you can come up with quite a good defence platform against future pandemics.
The data from the report was compiled via a survey made up of 113 interviews, 164 individuals spanning 66 organisations across industry, government and research. The report makes 20 recommendations and is structured around key science and technology areas. Mr. Williams says these can improve Australia's preparedness and response toolkit.
So the first science and technology area that we talked about in the report is preclinical capabilities for medical countermeasures. It's a bit of a tongue twister. It basically just means better understanding viruses so that we can then be better at developing vaccines, therapeutics, diagnostics. And the challenge here globally is that viral families with pandemic potential on average are poorly understood. And in Australia, efforts to contribute to this global understanding are not nationally coordinated.
There has been much discussion around Australia developing its own CDC, or Centre for Disease Control, similar to the one in the United States. While Australia has been both praised and critiqued for its pandemic response, experts are calling for a more nationally coordinated approach. Mr. Williams says this could involve a better understanding of preclinical capabilities for medical countermeasures, which means better understanding viruses to improve vaccines.
There's a few challenges here for Australia. We don't have manufacturing capabilities across a diverse range of vaccine technologies. Our population scale capabilities, so that's the scale that can service at least all Australians and ideally the region. These are mainly in whole viruses with some emerging population scale capabilities in a couple of other areas. mRNA is one of those and no doubt something you're more familiar with. We also don't know which of these vaccine technologies on the chart there will be the best suited to the next pandemic. So having gaps across this visual could reduce Australia's capacity to produce vaccines onshore for an emerging viral threat.
Michelle Baker is a principal research scientist at the Australian Centre for Disease Preparedness at the CSIRO. She says one key area that requires more focus is the Indo-Pacific region, specifically through what she refers to as a resilience mission.
The Indo-Pacific is our home. It's also a hotspot for emerging infectious diseases. So for this mission, we started to think about where we could actually have an impact in preventing some of these emerging infectious diseases. And one of the things that we think that will have an impact is improving the ability of the Indo-Pacific region to respond to and prepare for infectious diseases. So what we'll be doing in this mission is really leveraging some of the science and technology recommendations that Greg's outlined in the report, using Australian science and technology to build the resilience of the Indo-Pacific region.
She shows a resilience diagram demonstrating different stages from pandemic response, recovery and protection.
So in terms of this mission, what we're specifically going to do, we're looking at how we can use the recommendations in the report to strengthen Indo-Pacific institutions so that they can anticipate, avert, arrest infectious diseases.
While the unprecedented nature of pandemics can be difficult, it seems developing a national plan is crucial to ensuring Australia's future pandemic preparedness. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.